this is really farewell to Baltimore today, correct?
That's right, and it's also a thank you to Baltimore. The USNS Comfort, one of the Navy's hospital ships, has been located here for 25 years now, and in addition to fair winds to Baltimore, it's also a thank you for being such a great host for those 25 years.
And what is going to be the Comfort's next few days and weeks?
Well, right now it's leaving today and headed to sea for a three-day sea trial period before arriving in Norfolk. Naval Station Norfolk is its new lay berth. We call them lay berth, not home port. And it will be in Norfolk preparing for Continuing Promise 2013, the upcoming humanitarian and civic mission that it's readying for, really doing personnel and equipment transfers out of Norfolk.
From Baltimore to Norfolk, what is the personnel picture going to, how is that going to change at all, if at all?
Well, you know, the ship is interesting. It's comprised of really two different types of crew members. One is the civil service mariners that are employed to Military Sealift Command. And those individuals sort of are living all over the U.S. And really assigned to the ship as for a certain amount of time. And so they kind of come and go as those assignments evolve. And then there's also the medical task force, which is actually based out of Norfolk. So having the ship now co-located will be an advantage.
And do you have numbers, numbers of people on board? I'm sure we've had that before, but maybe you could update us. What are we talking about in terms of staff?
Well, right now, you know, the ship kind of ranges. I mean, when it's pier side, it can have about 18 civil service mariners, but the capacity can go up to 65. And deployed, it takes about 11 to 1,200 crew members down to the missions at hand. So right now, you know, there might be upwards of 100 personnel on the ship getting ready to leave here this morning. But once it's deployed and underway at mission capacity, it can be up to 1,200 crew members.
Right. And just say something about the humanitarian mission coming up, Jessica, if you would.
Sure. Well, Continuing Promise 2013 is part of a larger biannual humanitarian and civic mission that USNS Comfort has participated in for a number of years now. And really, it's this year in particular, it'll be from April to August. It's eight nations, three kind of primary capabilities, life-saving surgical procedures, patients ashore, and the medical collaboration and training exchange between the host nations.